back in Manitoba many moons ago.
And Gordon Goldsborough is back with us as well for another episode of Abandoned Manitoba. Gordon's with the Manitoba Historical Society. Welcome back.
Thanks, Terry.
Now, last week you hinted at French-speaking farmers.
That's right. Well, I was referring to a Francophone agricultural college that operated at Swan Lake, Manitoba for 12 years, from 1920 to 1932.
And, sir, remind me, I know Swan River. Remind me where Swan Lake is.
Yeah, Swan Lake is in the rural municipality of Lorne, and that's about 80 miles southwest of Winnipeg, about 60 miles southeast of Brandon.
And what went on at this agricultural college, this French one?
Well, it took up the sort of practice of the early 20th century. Of course, we think about farming and the practice of farming, how you actually do it. Since the dawn of agriculture, it was basically a thing that was passed down from generation to generation. You would learn at the hand of your father or your mother. But by the early 20th century, we're dealing now with a very technological age, and people expected farmers to be well-educated. So that was when we began to think of it being necessary of having a farmer education. So back, for example, in 1905, the provincial government here in Manitoba established what they called the Manitoba Agricultural College. And the idea was to provide a basic education in modern farming practices so that we would boost the level of farm productivity and, you know, make it more efficient. And they would teach things like horticulture, agricultural engineering, animal husbandry, farm management, all these sorts of topics. And in fact, they established a site here in Winnipeg for that college, which is now the home of the Asper Jewish Community Campus. The building there was the basic a building for the Manitoba Agricultural College. They then moved, in fact, in 1913 out to the site that is now the University of Manitoba. The central building, the administration building of the U of M, is in fact the old Manitoba Agricultural College. Okay, so that's sort of the context of all of this, and of course that's good, but there were a couple of problems, at least for some Manitobans, with this approach. One is that it was kind of far away from Western Manitoba. If you wanted to send your son or your daughter to for an agricultural education, you'd have to send them all the way to the big city in Winnipeg. And the second was that the language of instruction was English. And, of course, many of Manitoba's settlers did not speak English, or at least it wasn't their first language. They wanted something that would be suited to their language. So there was a Belgian order of monks that arrived, the Brothers of Our Lady of Mercy, and they came to Canada in around 1920. I'm not sure, 1919, 1920. And they had already established colleges in Europe, in their native Belgium, as well as in Italy and in England. So they came here expressly to establish an agricultural college in Manitoba that would appeal to the Francophone community. The idea being is that if you had a son or a daughter that you wanted to train as a farmer, you could send them to this smaller college where, again, the language of instruction might be in French, and they could learn basic techniques and then come home and take over the farm.
So many of our best farmers now are still Francophone farmers.
Absolutely. Of course, there are areas of Manitoba where it's still the predominant language. And you can imagine that they would have probably wanted to have some means of educating the next generation.
So what remains of this college?
Well, not very much. Unfortunately, it didn't do very well. It was intended to be a successful operation. They, in the early years, had as many as 75 students that came. Some of them, by the way, were day students. They would just come for the day and go home at night. But they actually had a fairly large number that actually resided at the site, at this college. And there they would be, you know, learning the basics of education, but they also would learn, for example, dairying. They had a big barn on the site they would do done for dairying. They had 320 acres of land, so they would, you know, train them in proper techniques of growing crops. But unfortunately, it didn't succeed. Unfortunately, the Great Depression began in the late 1920s, and I think that was probably one of the contributing factors to its decline, so that by the early 1930s, it was definitely not doing very well financially. And so in 1932, they regretfully closed the building. It was a fairly dramatic building, too. I've seen a couple of pictures of the college building itself, and it was a two-story brick and stone building, quite an elaborate structure. It had been built by a contractor from here in Winnipeg at a cost of about some $70,000. But unfortunately, it was forced to close in 1932. It sat vacant for a while, There were hopes that it might be turned to some other use, but unfortunately, nothing could be found of it. It was the ownership of it was given to the local church, the local Roman Catholic Church, and in 1939, the building was ultimately demolished. I'm told, however, that remains of it were sort of still visible at the site until at least the 1980s or 1990s. There is some debate about what is still left today. I've been there a couple of times. I've looked around. I frankly haven't been able to find very much of anything. But it may just be I wasn't looking in quite the right spot. I've had a little difficulty finding, in fact, because at one time, if you look at old aerial photographs of the area, you see quite elaborate tree cover. There was a lot of large shelter belts built. But unfortunately, they're pretty much all gone. The trees have been all cut. And the spot where the barn used to sat, for example, is now in the middle of a farm field. And so it's really inconspicuous. About 15 years ago, the Belgian ambassador came to Manitoba for a visit. And they took the ambassador to this site because thinking it was a nice sort of connection to an order of monks from yes. Belgium. And they pointed him out a site. And I'm told that may not have been the actual site because they say there is some debate about where the actual site was. But I'm heading back there this summer, and I'm hoping that I can, with the benefit of these aerial photos from the 1940s, that I'll have better luck at finding the precise location.
Now, speaking of photos, that photo on your website of the building, it was a very imposing building.
Indeed it was. As I said, it was a large brick and stone building. It was 148 feet long. It was 82 feet wide. You know, quite an elaborate building. And to see it only used for 12 years seems an awful shame.
Do you know where the name came from? Shepherds, S-C-H-E-P-P-E-R-S?
That's right. The name came from the founder of the order, a gentleman named Victor Shepherds. That was sort of its informal name. It was known as the Shepherds Agricultural College. Its formal name, however, was that it was known as the Sacred Heart College, or in French, it would be the Collège de Sacré-Cœur.
Hmm. Fascinating stuff. Wow. So that's near Swan Lake, Manitoba.
That's right. It's actually just outside of town. The near as I can tell, if you go to Swan Lake, it's just a little bit northwest of town, about a half a mile out of town.
Hmm. What are you coming back with next week?
Well, we're going to explore the wreck of a steamboat in a provincial park.
Okay. Gordon Goldsboro, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome, Terry.
Gordon Goldsboro from the Manitoba Historical Society.
Every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons ago.